Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This Wednesday, September 28th, there are special screenings of Dio, Dreamers Never Die, a brand new documentary created by Demian Fenton and Don Argot in association with Windy Dio. You can check your local theaters. There's a bunch of theaters around the Northwest that are going to be playing it. I'll be seeing it on Wednesday. I got to chat on the phone with Windy, Demian, and Don about the film. So let's jump right into my interview about Dio, Dreamers Never Die. First off, welcome to the show. Windy, you are someone who is the gatekeeper of Dio's legacy. How hard was it for you to let go and let someone tell the story of Dio and trust them with it?
I'm very protective of Ronnie, very protective of how this is going to come out. But the more and more I got to know these guys, I knew that they had the love and passion for Ronnie. And that was what was really important.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm excited to see the film. I'm excited to see the documentary. How important was it that this got a theatrical release? Because this is such a cool thing, you know, that, you know, it's not just going straight to, you know, DVD, straight to Blu-ray. It's not just going straight to streaming. It's going to have a theatrical release. Do you think that that's an important aspect of it?
I think what's really cool about the theatrical release and the way Trafalgar is doing it is, as rock fans, as metal fans, we all know that feeling of like going to a show, you know, getting excited, getting it on your calendar, going to a show, getting in there with the fans. And this movie is being released like that. You know, the way it's coming out, it feels like the Dio show is coming to your town and all these Dio fans are going to hit the theater and take over, you know, in one night. And so to be in that room, you know, when we screened it at these film festivals, this film is such a reaffirming film about how many of us have chosen to live our entire lives. It's a really, there's so much camaraderie, there's so much emotion, and frankly, there's loud ass great music. Yeah. So it's really it's great that it's getting a film release, a theatrical release. And I think it's perfect the way it's happening.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm excited to be there and see, you know, all the people showing up with their Dio and Rainbow and Sabbath t-shirts. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So, Windy, we are all fans of Ronnie, obviously. We're all fans of Ronnie James Dio, but there's so much that we know, but I'm sure that there's some stuff that you would love for people to know that they don't know. Is there anything that, like, when you think about Ronnie, that you think that fans would get a kick out of knowing? Is there anything that we don't know yet? Or do we have to watch the
documentary?
There's
a lot of things you don't know that's in the movie.
Okay.
All the doo-wop stuff, all the early stuff. Listening to those songs that he did in the early, you know, 50s, 60s. There's a lot of stuff there that the fans don't know about. Yeah. I think they don't know about a lot of the trials and tribulations of the things we went through during our life. You know, those are other things that come. You know, the terrible car crash that Ronnie had. You know, those things that, those fans didn't know those things, and I think it's important for them. This film makes you really know Ronnie. Yeah. You feel like you really, really know Ronnie, and that's what we wanted to put across.
That's awesome. How did you originally meet Ronnie?
Did I meet Ronnie?
Yeah. How did you and Ronnie meet?
I was working at the Rainbow in between jobs, and he came in, and I knew Richie and Babsy, his wife at the time, and they invited me to a party at the house. I went there, and Richie kept telling me, oh, he likes you, he likes you. I said, he's too short for me. And then we went for breakfast with a bunch of people, and I fell in love with his brain. And then he went on tour. It was his first tour with Rainbow. He had made the record, Richie Blackmore's Rainbow. he hadn't toured yet. And he called me and said, quit your job and come and join me. I said, well, I can't quit my job, but I'll come for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I went for the rest of my life.
That's awesome. Yep. And then the ride continued. So that's amazing. That I just wanted to get that on record because, you know, that's an important part of it. And, you know, for you, with this documentary coming out and with the music and the catalog and all of this knowledge that's coming out about Dio, personally, you know, how do you want Ronnie to be remembered, Wendy?
I just wanted to remember it as such a human being, such a wonderful person that loved his fans genuinely,
yeah.
That made music for his fans, and to carry on his thought, which was always follow your dreams. You know, don't let somebody put you down. Doesn't yeah. matter what you look like, what clothes you wear or whatever. Just carry on and follow your dreams. And that's basically what this film is about. Dreamers never die.
It doesn't matter if she says you're too short for her. Just continue to pursue it, and it will happen.
Right. Didn't give up. Never gave up on anything.
That's amazing. Damien and Don, so as fans, as documentarians, as filmmakers, you know, what are your favorite music documentaries of all time? Because, you know, I'm a fan of the genre. You know, I love the movie Dig with the Dandy Warhols and the Brian Jonestown Massacre. There's so many good ones. You know, the Summer of Soul was an incredible one. I gobble them up. What are some of your favorites?
Some of my favorites are Gimme Shelter.
Yeah.
The Devil and Daniel Johnston.
I've heard that's great, yeah.
And any other rock doc that just transcends the music. You mm-hmm. know, there are certain docs I can watch just to learn about music, but for the most part, I need it to transcend the music. And I can watch a doc about any artist as yeah. long as it gets deeper than just the top level. And so that's what we always strive to do with our movies. So I think just like Wendy said, this movie also taps into like universal themes of, you know, chasing your dreams and persistence
yep.
and what it means to make the choices you make in life. And so this film is certainly going to play well with Dio fans, but we also think it'll play well for, you know, non-heavy metal fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the traits in rock docs that I look.
Yeah, I mean, I would go, you know, I would add Some Kind of Monster, maybe yep. not for all the same reasons.
Sure.
I mean, as a Metallica fan, if you can look at it as a very interesting document of a particular period of time that they were going through. I thought it was pretty funny. I don't know that it was intended to be very funny all the time. But I definitely love that song, love that doc. And, you know, not that I would put this in a category of like, my favorite docs, but I think a doc that we did that didn't get a lot of attention was the film we did about Lamb of God, As the Palaces Burn. And it was it was following Randy as he was going through his trial in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I just think I always like to bring it up because I think a film that we're really proud of that didn't really kind of get the audience I think that it deserved. So if there are people out there that are, you know, looking for cool rock docs, everything that we mentioned, plus As the Palaces Burn, I would put up there.
That was one that we actually gave away tickets to on our radio show. We did a filming of that here in the showbox at the Showbox in Seattle. That was
killer. Yeah. Killer. Yeah. It was such a weird film and obviously a hard film for the band to kind of like promote because mm-hmm. of what it was all about and the death in it and stuff like that. So that I think for all those reasons, I understand why it didn't kind of, you know, get a bigger audience, but, you know, going back and, you know, looking at other, you know, films that have been overlooked, I think that's one that definitely is worth a rewatch, you know?
Absolutely. So my last question, or one of my last questions here, I have a few more minutes and I just am curious. I want to do a little bit of a draft. So first pick, we're going to do the all-time favorite Dio song. And this goes Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath, Rainbow, Dio, his whole catalog, anything he sang for, his old doo-wop songs, doesn't matter. And you've now combed through all the tapes, Demian and Don and Wendy. You know them better than anyone. So you guys have all that entire catalog to choose. Wendy, I'm going to start with you. Favorite Ronnie James Dio song that represents him? When you think of Ronnie, this song comes to mind.
Gates of Babylon.
Okay.
Nice.
That you didn't even have to double think that one. It was just, there it is.
Well, there's a lot of them. I mean, Don't Talk to Strangers, yep. This Is Your Life. Yep. A lot of those songs, but I really love Gates of Babylon.
Gates of Babylon. All right. Wendy first. And Don, how about you? Since you're on the screen next to Wendy, I'll start with you, Don.
like Wendy said, it's going to be hard to narrow it down, but a song that, you know, I always found a ton of comfort in the past, like I would say like 7 years, obviously before we even started this project, but when I would fly specifically, we travel a lot for work and stuff. Yeah. When I would fly, I always put on When We Were Landing over and over, off Mob Rules, the last song on Mob Rules.
Yeah.
And Ronnie's voice in that, still when I hear it, it gives me chills. It gets me choked up. There's just something about the lyrics, his vocal phrasing, the power in his voice, what that song's really about.
Yep.
It's always given me so much comfort and strength. So I'd have to put that up like pretty high at the top. So I'll let Dem fill in his here.
And Dem, how about you, man?
It's tough. It changes. It changes like throughout periods in your life. But I think I may have to say because it really is the tune that turned me on to Ronnie when I was, what, fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah.
And I saw the video for The Last in Line, which to me is like the greatest music video in the history of music videos.
Uh-huh.
And my brother and I, who's younger, he must have been like second grade when I was blaring that. And we would just play the song The Last in Line, hit stop, rewind it, play it again, hit stop, rewind it. So that was my gateway. Now it vacillates, and I have a million other favorite Ronnie James Dio tunes.
Sure.
But I think I might have to say that's the one that got me.
Nice. That's the one that hooked you, man. That's awesome. Don and Dem, are you guys currently working on anything else, or you guys have a little bit of downtime? Are you allowed to say?
We're constant. We're always working.
Okay.
It's a blessing and a curse, I guess. We're obviously to be able to do this for a living, make films for a living is like, you know, it is akin to kind of winning the lottery on one sense, just much like being able to be a musician full time is in that same category. Very few people get to do that consistently, make a living at it. So, yeah, we've. You know, this film has been done now for, I guess, over a year.
Yeah.
It's been over a year. And, you know, it was 3 years in the making, 3+ years when everything was said and done. So, yeah, we're obviously we've moved on and we're doing other things. But so excited to get this film out to the public. And, you know, I really think this release, as Dem said, you know, the idea of like a theatrical experience, specifically a documentary that, you know, there's so many, such a built-in fan base for. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to just celebrate Ronnie's, you know, his life and his music, you know, collectively around the world on September 28th. So it's very, very, very cool that this day has finally come.
Again, the screenings begin Wednesday, September 28th for Dio Dreamers Never Die. You can get tickets at DioDreamersNeverDie.com. When this interview was proposed to me, I jumped at the chance because, you know, I never met Ronnie, but I specifically remember being live on Metal Shop when the news of his passing was reported, and it was late night. It was like, I believe... And on Google, we were seeing this and nothing was confirmed or whatever. But, you know, just seeing these news and we were playing Dio. We were playing a ton of old, you know, Dio era Black Sabbath and Heaven and Hell and Rainbow. And we had this spontaneous memorial for him live on air. And the listeners and the amount of love that we shared that night, like, I think may have been one of the first. You know, may have been one of the first because we were... You know, there's not that many heavy metal radio shows anymore. And just being there live on air and hearing, you know, from fans that had seen him back in the day and had always loved him. It was really important. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, this got out there and that people go and see this, because it's going to be so awesome to be there and see it in theaters. And again, Dio Dreamers Never Die. Tickets available at DioDreamersNeverDie.com. I'm going to shut up. Wendy, I want you to have the final word. What is your final word to anyone here in the Seattle, in the Northwest, and KISW listener that loves Dio, loves you, Wendy? Any final words for the Northwest audience?
Oh, the film was made with love for the fans, and I just hope they enjoy it as much as we've enjoyed making it. And I just say for all the fans.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll always support Dio. We'll always support you, Wendy. Thank you for keeping his legacy alive. And Don and Dem, thank you so much for documenting it. I look forward to seeing it. Again, DioDreamersNeverDie.com for tickets. And thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You. Thank you for your support.
Absolutely.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.